This podcast helps you to understand daily life for people in the countryside in medieval Britain. In the Middle Ages, over 90% of the English population lived in the countryside, producing the food the country depended on. A good harvest gave some chance of health and comfort. A bad harvest meant a dearth of food, and dearth meant death. After years of good harvests and a growing population, a dreadfully wet summer and terrible harvest led to the Great Famine of 1315 to 16. This was followed by outbreaks of animal disease that attacked cattle and sheep. The bad weather and poor harvests lasted until 1322. The peasants were helpless against these disasters. About 10% of the population died in this great famine. Working the land was hard. Most of the people who held land on the manors were men, but some of them were women. The whole family would be expected to help in the fields. To stop arguments about who had the best land, huge fields were split into strips and shared out. Everyone had a share of the best land and a share of the poorest. This system was fair and productive, although fertile land started to run out by 1300 as the population hit 4 million. It had trebled in 200 years. There was also common land, where all the peasants could graze cattle and sheep. Even a good harvest could cause problems. If rye got damp, a fungus grew on it that caused a disease called ergotism. Victims suffered from painful pustules on their skin and a dreadful burning sensation. They frequently had hallucinations and many went mad. Only after microscopes were developed did scientists prove that the cause of this disease was a fungus on rye bread. Medieval people believed it was caused by demons. They named it St. Anthony's Fire after the Christian saint they believed might heal its unfortunate victims. Villages were near streams or springs that served many purposes. As well as providing water for people and animals, they were used for bathing and laundry, and also provided a source of fish and eels, which were an important part of the diet. The streams were also used to turn the water wheels to produce grain and cloth. Most people did not drink much water, preferring ale, cider, or mead. Cider was made from apples, and mead was made from honey. The most common ale was known as small beer, and was weaker than beer is today. Peasants' houses varied from simple huts with mud walls to large timber-framed houses. They had stone hearths where they burned wood for warmth and cooking. The most common food was a thick soup called pottage, made from peas or beans and onions. There was no chimney, so the smoke would fill the house before leaving through a hole in the thatched roof. Most villagers had a plot of land next to their house where they could grow vegetables and fruit and keep poultry. With nuts gathered from the woods, honey from beehives, milk and cheese from cows or sheep, and eggs from hens, they had a healthy diet. The garden was also where they disposed of their rubbish in a midden. Once the waste had rotted, it was used to fertilise the land. Some houses had cesspits, but most people dug holes in the ground. This was before toilet roll, so they used moss instead.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.